Now we call things which are going on in Ukraine the revolution of dignity, to show the whole world that we exist and that we are against that violence.
Slavka Kutsai is working on her master's degree at the National University of Kyiv-Mohyla Academy. She also works as a Ukrainian print journalist. Kutsai traveled to Buffalo through a relationship she formed with Kim Klein, chair and associate professor of higher education at Buffalo State. Last year, Klein was in the Ukraine, teaching as a Fulbright scholar. Klein tells WBFO News students are very passionate about participating in the protests in the Ukraine.
Really were instrumental. They were some of the first protesters at Maidan Nezalevskaya, which ended up becoming the site of Euromaidan. They were some of the first students there, and if it weren't for them, it may not have turned from a set of protests to a revolution. So she was a part of all that.
Kutsai's trip was planned to Buffalo well before the uprising.
As far as I know, and as I concluded from the Russian media, people who used to watch it are quite brainwashed.
How concerned are you for those that you have back there, family, friends that are there?
Oh, that's just scary. That scares me because I'm worrying about the safety of my parents. But in Crimea, I have my friends, and they're a little bit concerned.
Kutsai says she feels a bit guilty being in the United States and not at the epicenter of this revolution, but plans to leave Buffalo this Friday and return Monday to continue her work. She is urging Americans to show support through social media by using the hashtag Ukraine on Twitter or posting on Facebook. Kutsai says it could be significant for those in the midst of this revolution. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.